Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. Schulte moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Mostill moves to second. Otis Brannan now playing second base. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship fires to first and picks off McNeely. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Schult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy strikes out. There goes Hunfield. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Shang and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Manish picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Manish. Reynolds scores. Metzler moves to third. Cecil moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Metzler scores. Cecil moves to third. That run is unearned. score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1. White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Betancourt reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Frank Wilson pinch hits for Sam Gray. Frank Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Betancourt moves to third. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Krause reaches third base with a triple. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krause tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hunfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manish hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Ed Strzelecki. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to third. Shang moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.